particular site,
so that we could let construction get going, and also it's a lot quieter in here. And very honored to have two more guest speakers with us here today. One is Brian Jenkins with American Coalition for Ethanol. And give a short introduction for Brian here. Before becoming the top executive at American Coalition for Ethanol in 2004, Brian served as an advisor to a U.S. senator and worked for a South Dakota farm organization. Both of these jobs enabled him to help enact legislation to support farmers, ranchers, and renewable fuels from inside and outside the Beltway. Brian played a role in helping draft and enact the 2002 Farm Bill, crop insurance reform, and the renewable fuel standard. Today, Brian presents testimony to Congress and other federal government officials, promotes ethanol to the media, and is currently helping increase market access for ethanol through Octane Benefits, E15, and mid-level blends. Brian grew up on his family's cattle ranch and grain farm and is a graduate of South Dakota State University. I'm pleased to introduce Brian Jenkins.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. And Delaine, thank you very much for asking ACE to be a part of this event. ACE, the American Coalition for Ethanol, there's something familiar to that, isn't there? Monty was telling me we might have to work out some sort of revenue sharing agreement once you guys commercialize, so we'll be talking about that. We're really grateful that Quad County is a member of the American Coalition for Ethanol. We're really grateful that we've been asked to be a part of this event, and we want to congratulate you, Delaine, and Travis, and the staff, and the board, and the partners, Nelson Engineering and others, who are playing such a critical role in moving forward. You know, I used to speak at a lot of groundbreakings and ribbon cuttings for ethanol plants, but I bet it's been a good 5 or 6 years since I've spoken at an ethanol plant groundbreaking. And we just simply haven't been in the growth mode that we were during that point in time. But thanks to the vision and the wisdom and the ingenuity of you, your staff, your board, the investment that you're willing to make with your partners in cellulosic ethanol, here we are having the very first groundbreaking in, I think, the most opportune place on the planet, in Iowa, in terms of how we're going to move forward with cellulosic ethanol, and that's very exciting. And there's a lot at stake. You heard Bob talk about what's going on in Washington, and I'm not going to elaborate on that, but for the RFS to succeed, for the renewable fuel standard to succeed in the long term, we need cellulosic ethanol. We need projects like this to succeed. And when you consider companies like BP, DuPont, Shell, some of the most profitable and largest companies in the world have tried to perfect the process of converting cellulose to ethanol, I'm not surprised that, frankly, the first to get it done are going to be the 35 employees and the 350-some shareholders of Quad County Corn Processors, because frankly, some of the sharpest minds in the entire industry aren't on the coast. They're right here in Northwest Iowa, and so it's a real tribute to what you've done. It's a real tribute, Travis, to you know, what you've done and how you guys are going to work together, and so I just really congratulate you. You think about this. Quad County Corn Processors will be the first production facility on the planet to produce both corn and cellulosic ethanol at the same site from the same feedstock. No one else can say that. And so hats off to you, because that's a real tribute. So we've been delighted to work with you. We want to continue to support you with EPA and others as this project moves forward. And I'm looking forward to a ribbon cutting in April or so, when this thing really kicks off. And so thanks for having us here. Congratulations to all of you, and best wishes in the months ahead with the project. Thank you very much.